NAVED TROM 14178 Alpha Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series Module 6 Electronic Emission, Tubes, and Power Supplies Copyright Navy BMR.com Chapter 1 1. What is the process called of heating a conductor to a temperature that is sufficiently high enough to cause the conductor to give off electrons? Thermionic Emission 2. Who discovered the principle of thermionic emission? Thomas Edison. 3. Which term means two elements or two electrodes? Diode. 4. Who discovered the electron? J.J. Thomson. 5. What is the voltage applied between the filament and plate known as? Plate voltage. 6. What is defined as a difference of potential between two points? Voltage. 7. Tungsten. Thoriated tungsten, along with what else, are three materials that are commonly used as filaments. Oxide-coated metals. 8. Thoriated tungsten filaments are made of tungsten with a very thin coat of what? Thorium. 9. Which material are indirectly heated cathodes always composed of? Oxide-coated. 10. Tungsten, molybdenum, graphite, nickel, tantalum, along with what else, are some of the typical materials used for electron tube plates. Copper. 11. The envelope of a tube may be made of ceramic, metal, or which other material? Glass. 12. The electrons emitted by a cathode form a cloud around the cathode. What is this cloud called? Space charge. 13. What is the point called where all or almost all available electrons are being drawn to the plate? Saturation. 14. What is the maximum amount of power in watts called that a given plate can safely dissipate as heat? Plate dissipation rating. 15. What is the maximum instantaneous current called that a tube can pass in a normal direction, cathode to plate, without damage? Peak current rating. 16. What is the maximum instantaneous voltage called that can be applied to a tube in the normal direction without a breakdown? Peak voltage rating. 17. What is the time required for an individual electron to move from the cathode to the plate? Transit time. 18. What is a steady, direct voltage called that is placed at some point in the external circuit between the grid and the cathode? Grid bias. 19. Which term identifies the condition of a circuit with no input signal applied? Quiescent. 20. What occurs in a tube circuit any time the output waveform is not a faithful reproduction of the input waveform? Distortion. 21. What are the two main classes of biasing? Fixed and self. 22. Which type of bias is rarely used today in electronics? Fixed. 23. What are the two main methods of self-bias? Cathode and grid leak. 24. What are the two types of grid leak bias that are commonly in use? Shunt and series. 25. The classification of amplifiers by operation is based on the percentage of the time that the tube conducts when an input signal is applied. Which four main classes under this system may amplifiers be divided into? A, AB, B, and C. 26. An amplifier biased into what class of operation is one in which conduction through the tube occurs throughout the duration of the input signal? Class A. 27. Which type of amplifier is one in which the tube conducts for more than half but less than the entire input cycle? Class AB. 28. Which type of biased amplifier is one which the tube will conduct for only half the input signal duration? Class B. 29. Which class of amplifiers are biased below cutoff so that the tube will conduct for less than half of the input signal cycle duration? Class C. 30. What are the effects called that the physical structure of a tube has on the tube's operation collectively? Tube constants. 31. What is the amount of time called that the electrons take to travel from the cathode to the plate? Transit time. 32. Which tube property is equal to the ratio of a change in plate voltage to the change in grid voltage required to cause the same change in plate current? Amplification factor. 33. What is a measure of the change in plate current to a change in grid voltage with plate voltage held constant? Transconductance. 34. Transconductance is normally expressed in either microohms or what else? Milliohms. 35. What is the process called of coupling the output of a circuit back to the input? Feedback. 36. What has the ability to isolate the effect that AC variations on a plate have on the electron stream in a tetrode? Screen grid. 37. Which factor severely limits the operation of tetrodes? Secondary emission. 38. What is the electron-emitting element of a tube called? Cathode. 39. What is a diode with a control grid mounted between the plate and the cathode called? Triode. 40. What is the process of placing a DC voltage, usually negative, on the grid? Tube biasing. 41. What were developed to compensate for the effects of inter-electrode capacitance? Tetrodes. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. NAVEDTRA 14178 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series, Module 6, Electronic Emission, Tubes, and Power Supplies. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. What use a set of beam-forming plates to force the electron stream into concentrated beams? Beam power tubes. 2. In most electron tube circuits, the operating level of a tube is determined by the level of what? Bias. 3. Transit time effects make the operation of a conventional electron tube impossible at what frequencies? Ultra high. 4. UHF tubes have very small electrodes placed close together and are often manufactured without what? Socket bases. 5. Acorn, doorknob, along with what else, are the three broad categories that UHF tubes are placed in. Planar. 6. What are the very small tubes called that have closely spaced electrodes and no bases? Acorns. 7. Which type of UHF circuits are acorn tubes usually used in because of their small size? Low power. 8. What are electron tubes called in which the cathode, plate, and grids are mounted parallel to each other? Planar tubes. 9. Which process does the operation of a gas-filled tube involve? Ionization. 10. What is the value of the plate voltage at which ionization stops called? Deionization potential. 11. To ensure that the mercury has vaporized sufficiently, the filament voltage must be applied to mercury vapor tubes for at least how many seconds before the plate voltage is applied? 30. 12. The cold cathode gas-filled tube differs from the other types of gas-filled tubes in that it lacks what? Filaments. 13. Electron gun, deflection system, along with what else, are the three main elements that all CRTs have. Screen. 14. Which material is used to convert the electron's energy into visible light? Phosphor. 15. What converts electronic and electrical signals to a visual display? CRT. 16. What serves as the source of thermionically emitted electrons in both the CRT and conventional tubes? Cathode. 17. What controls the number of electrons that will be fired across the gap in both the CRT and conventional vacuum tubes? Control grid. 18. How many pounds may the total force on a 10-inch CRT exceed? 4,000. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com. NAVEDTRA 14178 Alpha, Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series. Module 6, Electronic Emission, Tubes, and Power Supplies. Copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. Most power supplies are made up of four basic sections, which include the following: transformer, rectifier, filter, and what else? Regulator. 2. Which basic section of the power supply steps up or steps down the input line voltage to the desired level and couples this voltage to the rectifier section? Transformer. 3. which basic power supply section converts the AC signal to a pulsating DC voltage? Rectifier. 4. Which basic power supply section is used to convert the pulsating DC voltage to filtered DC voltage? Filter. 5. Which basic power supply section maintains the output of the power supply at a constant level in spite of large changes in load current or in input line voltage? Regulator. 6. What is unwanted AC voltage called that is created by the filter section of a power supply? Ripple voltage. 7. What provides the capability of developing two high voltage outputs from one transformer? Center tap. 8. Which type of current flows and pulses in the same direction? Pulsating DC. 9. Which law states the sum of the load voltage and diode voltage equals the applied voltage? Kirchhoff's law. 10. Since a half-wave rectifier conducts once for each full cycle of input voltage, the frequency of the pulses is the same as the frequency of the input sine wave. What is the output pulse frequency called? Ripple frequency. 11. What is widely used for commercial AC and DC radio receivers and other applications where inexpensive voltage supplies will suffice? Half-wave rectifier. 12. Which type of rectifier is a device that has two or more diodes arranged so the load current flows in the same direction during each half cycle of the AC supply? Full wave. 13. In terms of peak value, the average value of current and voltage at the output of the full wave rectifier is how many times as great as the average current or voltage at the output of the half wave rectifier? 2. 14. The peak voltage in a full-wave rectifier is only 1% of the peak voltage in a half-wave rectifier. 50%. 15. How many basic types of filter circuits are there? 4. 16. What are used as series impedances to oppose the change in flow of alternating pulsating DC current? Inductors. 17. What are used as shunt elements to bypass the alternating components of the signal around the load to the ground? Capacitors. 18. What is the most basic type of power supply filter? Capacitor filter. 19. A rough rule of thumb for ohmmeter readings on high voltage capacitors is at least how many ohms per volt? 1,000. 20. Which filter is primarily used in power supplies where good voltage regulation is important and where the output current is relatively high and subject to varying load conditions? LC choke input. 21. Which type of filter is used in power supplies where the load current is constant and voltage regulation is not necessary? RC capacitor input. 22. Which type of filter is used primarily in radio receivers, small audio amplifier power supplies, and in any type of power supply where the output current is low and the load current is relatively constant? LC input. 23. You can check a capacitor you suspect of being leaky with an ohmmeter. If it reads less than how many kiloohms, it is more than likely bad. 500. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.